my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. It's Thursday today. Are you having a good day? I hope so. And make it a wonderful day. Accomplish something today for God. Accomplish something for your home. Accomplish something in your marriage. Accomplish something with your children. Accomplish something for your church. And work your job at the same time. Let's have a great, great day serving the Lord. Here are the brothers. They called themselves the brothers when they were in college. Good night. Oh, 15, 20 years ago, I guess. They're all in the ministry today. I talked to him today. It's a great song. I think you're going to enjoy it.
He was led to Golgotha on the outskirts of town. There nailed to a rugged cross as his mockers gathered round. The sky spoke like thunder when he finally bowed his head. He who had given life now hung there dead. Then his mom and some friends came to carry him away. They were trying to speak through a broken heart that only tears could save. The sun said, cast no shadow on the world's darkest day. And with one last look, they laid him in the grave. Just begun. He said, all of my trials can be turned into triumph through the victory that he's already won. And I talked to him today, and the comfort that he gave filled me with desire to tell the world that on Calvary I know, because I talked to him today. Mary Magdalene came breathless to the place where Peter lay. He was searching through his broken heart, trying to find the faith to pray. But as he heard her joyful story, his sorrow could not stay, and his hope sprang up through the words he heard her say.
She said, I talked to him today,
and my cares
all fell away. He made me feel like life had just begun.
He said,
all of my trials can be turned into triumph through the victory that he's already won.
And I
talked to him today,
and the comfort
that he gave filled me with desire to tell the world
that on Calvary he died, but right
now he is alive.
I know,
because I talked to him today.
On Calvary he died, but right now he is alive. I know,
because I talked to him today.
I love those boys. They're serving God. I think every one of those boys is serving God 20 years later, and I thank God for that. And I talked to him today. Listen, we're running out of time. Today's the 26th, And before you know it, this Sunday, we're going to have our annual Pastors and Workers Conference, March the 1st through the 4th. And you're going to want to be here. I just trust me. You're going to want to be here. You will be blessed. How about we'll have the song, He Left It All, and then we'll get into the Bible study, Hebrews 13. We only have two more days on the broadcast, and we're in Hebrews 13 both days, so we'll finish up the book.
He didn't bring an army to help him on his way. He didn't bring an angel to praise him night and day. He didn't bring one piece of gold to buy some food to eat. Instead, he turned.
How about Hebrews 13, verse 21? Make you perfect, that's complete, in every good work to do his will, working in you, which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. I want to talk to you about his will today. Make you perfect in every good work to do his will. Do you know that God has a will for every man, every boy, every girl, every woman? God has a will for every single person's life on planet Earth. God has a will. What is a will? The will of God. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What is a will of God? God has a will for Jewel here. God has a will for Jack Treber. God has a will for Cindy Treber. God has a will for every life. What's the will of God? It's just a desire. You know, as a parent, Oh, I tell you what, my son Tim, he's 42. I might be mistaken. Maybe he's 43, but whatever he is, he grew up in our home. Oh, he was such a joy to raise, just a joy. And Tim has two sisters, Tiffany and Tabitha, and those two girls were just a blessing. Well, you know, I prayed every day. I prayed especially for Tim. God, call him to your ministry. You have a will for his life. May your will be that he is to preach the word of God. I never told Tim. He went through elementary. Never told him. I was praying for him every day. I never told him in junior high. I never told him in high school. I never told him in college. And one day he was preaching and he said, I remember a year ago, My dad took us up to San Francisco to Hamilton Square Baptist Church, and the college was there. We had preachers preaching, and that day I knelt. I remember him kneeling by my side over against the window, and I never felt led to talk to him. But he said, and that day I gave my life to God to serve him as a preacher of the gospel. He was preaching at our church, and now for 10 years he's been a pastor of a church. Hey, I want you to know, I never called him. I never told him. I never told my girls I wanted them to be preachers' wives, but they are. Tim's a preacher. They're married. The girls are married to preachers' husbands, and thank God for that. But that's God's will for their life, and they've lived it for years now. Tiffany's been a preacher's wife for 25, 26 years, and Tabitha, 20 years, and Tim, 19, 20 years, 25 years, whatever it's been. They've all been in the ministry serving God. That's God's will. God has a will for your life. Perhaps it's a fluctuating will. Let's say that your husband was a godly pastor and he's passed away. Well, that means your ministry has changed, but it's not that you have to sit on the sideline. You may have a prayer ministry now. You may have a ministry to the pastor's wife. My son was telling me, he goes, I want to say the pastor's 92. And he pastored up here by me for years. And Tim said, now, Dad, that man and I meet once a month, and he just teaches me about the ministry. Well, Tim knows about the ministry. He probably knows more than that man. But you know what? That man needs my son, and my son needs that man. And that man's mentoring him. He's teaching him. He's training him in the ministry. And that's what God has. God has a will for your life. Are you fulfilling his will? Are you a deacon and God wants you to be a deacon? Are you an usher? God wants you to be an usher. Are you a Sunday school teacher? Are you a bus driver? Are you a bus mechanic? Are you a nursery worker? Are you a security person? Are you in the choir? Are you singing special music? Are you preaching to teenagers? Are you preaching to senior saints? Are you preaching to widows? What is your ministry in life? God has a will. It's up to you to discover his will for your life and then fulfill it. We're going to have a word of prayer. We're going to have a word of prayer for this Sunday. We begin Pastors and Workers Conference. It is going to be wonderful. And so all day Sunday, and come and we'll feed you lunch. We'll feed you dinner after church. It's going to be great. And then Monday night we open up. I hope you'll watch. Our Father, bless our dear, dear listener friends. I thank you for each and every one. May they have a great day today as they serve thee. May we have a day where we glorify your name on this Thursday. God, I pray for our pastors and workers conference. May people, as they get in on planes tomorrow and Saturday and driving here, may they have safety and travel. And God, may you do a great, great work as our prayer this next week. We ask this in that prayer in this lovely name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.